An all-hands meeting at Twitter. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It's set for later today after a morning board meeting over Elon Musk's surprise offer to buy the company and take it private after recently becoming the largest shareholder with a 9% stake.
Now, it'll be interesting to hear what they have to say, the employees, given that there have been numerous reports that many staff are really against Elon Musk's intentions and future for the company. So I actually think that this might give Twitter's leadership and management maybe an off-ramp here to say no.
Fox businessist Susan Lee, Musk's $43 billion cash offer was revealed in an SEC filing. He's been pressing the company on free speech issues. Florida's governor just signing a bill that bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy.
This is a time where these babies have beating hearts.
Governor Ron DeSantis says it protects the rights of the unborn, joining a growing number of Republican-led states with tighter restrictions ahead of a Supreme Court ruling in a Mississippi case.
It's a statement of our values that every life is important.
The Florida law set to take effect July 1st does allow exceptions for risks to the mother's health or a fetal abnormality, but not for rape or incest. Opponents call it dangerous and an assault on women's constitutional rights. President Biden heading to North Carolina to talk about the economy, but he's also highlighting equity plans.
More than 90 federal agencies are releasing equity action plans, part of an executive order signed by President Biden on his first day in office. The White House says those actions include the Justice Department improving language access so Americans with limited English proficiency can better report crimes. The Commerce Department plans to deploy broadband infrastructure in rural and tribal communities. And the Pentagon says it will partner with historically black colleges and universities on artificial intelligence technology.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for an epic experience to enjoy with friends and family? Visit the Ark Encounter in Kentucky for the biggest thrill of a lifetime. Be transported back to the time of Noah, where you'll explore three decks of world-class exhibits and even get the chance to see our virtual reality experience, Truth Traveler. It's fun for the whole family, and now kids 10 and under explore for free. Go on a voyage of biblical proportions and revel in an adventure like no other. Visit arkencounter.com to plan your trip today.
The man accused of setting off smoke grenades and opening fire on a New York City subway train is due in court this afternoon. 62-year-old Frank James was captured yesterday after calling a tip line himself and then leaving the location and being pointed out to police by a local resident. He's facing a federal terrorism charge of attacking mass transportation. 10 people were shot in Tuesday's attack, 19 others injured. Iowa loses its longstanding first-in-the-nation status for presidential races, at least temporarily, stripped away by the Democratic Party.
It's a shakeup of the presidential primary calendar that's long been led by Iowa and New Hampshire as the Democratic National Committee's Rules and Bylaws Committee votes to require those two states, as well as Nevada and South Carolina, which hold the third and fourth contests in the DNC's schedule, to now reapply for early state status in the 2024 calendar. Other states may also apply. The knock for years against Iowa and New Hampshire among many Democrats has been that they are too white, that they lack any major urban areas, and that they aren't representative of the Democratic Party.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Fresh off his return, Tiger Woods pencils in another tournament.
Just days since Tiger Woods said he would play the 150th British Open this July, but would not yet commit to the PGA Championship next month. The 15-time major champion has pledged to play the J.P. McManus Pro-Am in Limerick, Ireland, which begins 10 days before the Open Championship in St. Andrews, Scotland. This will be Woods' fourth appearance in this Pro-Am event that will also include Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Justin Thomas, and Bryson DeChambeau. Tiger finished the Masters this past Sunday in 47th place, 47 among 52 golfers who made the weekend cut. After he had shot a 71 in round one and 74 in round two, he was 6 over in each of the final two rounds. Jared Max, Fox News.
Stocks are mixed. The Dow's up 42. The NASDAQ down more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.